Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 6, Episode 7 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. The website is in the podcast description. On this episode, we will answer some more listener questions and, of course, draft a new topic. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Super excited that hoodie season is finally upon us. He had a great time at Ocean's Calling with friends, including my wife and I. He's eager to watch the Falcons and the Commodores this Sunday. J-Cat is here.
Zoom, zoom, everybody. How is everybody out there in podcast land? What's up, man? We're going to do another podcast and have some fun. So that's cool. Bo's back. So that's cool. And Bo and I are determining what our bet should be for this week.
Done nothing but chill since the last pod. And he's recording this on his wife's birthday because he's got it like that. Catman is here.
Yes. Happy birthday to my wife. Thank you for letting us record today, because this was like the only day that we were all available. And we're just going to have birthday celebrations all weekend long. That's the trade-off. So, yeah, just kind of been chilling out the last 2 weeks. Nothing really crazy going on. So,
he's back and ready to get another first place finish after Egg Shen's most likely last place finish in the cookie draft. He had a great vacay, saw a beached whale, surfed, and had good food and times with the family.
Boom. It's called Dilf at the beach.
Oh, mother.
Yeah, I had a scary moment.
He doesn't listen anyway.
That was my line, Bobby. That was my line.
My daughter like decided to run away from other kids, like, because she thought she was playing tag. And dude, she was like a mile and a half down the beach, and I took on after her. She couldn't hear anybody; could barely see her. Long story short is, I was hacking and wheezing the rest of the night from catching her. It was pretty scary. It was like dusk. I can't even explain it. But yeah, boys, I'm back. I'm ready to get to it. Take the number one spot again. Probably number one pick. So yeah.
Wow.
This next guy, he has the route from Long Neck to Chop memorized. North Smyrna is the halfway point. And drivers get worse the closer we get to PA. Scientifically proven fact now. Oh, and how about them Cowboys? Shine is here.
Yeah, how about the Niners? Looking good. One game at a time, though. That's what I keep telling myself. One game at a time.
He had a great visit with his gal, watching middle school volleyball, pickle dog baseball, and actually played volleyball for the first time in a while. Still got it. Birdo is here.
How about it, boys? Still got it, Shine. 40 plus. Still get up.
And I am your host, Eric. Hoping the Phillies close out the Braves for a second year in a row, and the Birds are still undefeated. Both teams on their revenge tours after losing their respective championships last year. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. tpublic often has sales, so wait for one and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best cookies draft. Well, boys, we knew cookies were a popular treat, but I'm happy to say that this was the most voted on draft of all time. So listeners and voters, keep sharing the link and vote for every episode, just like you did the cookies draft. This is now the new expectation. Keep it going. And before we started recording, I was asking everybody how they felt about the cookie draft. And everybody unanimously felt that Egg Shen's team was the worst.
Guarantee I think they get a vote.
I guarantee he got first place.
I agree. I don't think his team was that great. I think there was all cookies are delicious. So pretty much everything that was picked was delicious. So it's kind of hard to narrow it down. I think, remember we said it always comes down to one cookie or two. So in sixth place.
I hate sixth place. I hate this part. This is my least favorite whole part of the whole podcast.
Yeah.
I wish I got the feeling that you guys get not knowing. I know as it's going on, how I am doing, you know what I mean? So it's
Wish I had that. You know what? You know what, Eric? Terrible. That's what I get. That's what I get. I get sixth place on purpose because I didn't, you know, tell you guys I was on vacation. I deserve sixth place. And I really feel like I got sixth place right now. So
we record every 2 weeks. And I think this is the most anxiety that I feel in a 2 week period right before he announces who got sixth place.
To me, it's like the day before and the day of. I'm like it's like excruciating. Like, I don't want to be last. But then you're like, I don't know what I'm going to pick if I had the first pick, especially with a draft like this. Like, it's, yeah, bro, you don't know what it's like.
Well, I know. But I kind of want that. I kind of want that feeling sometimes too. It's just to change it up a little bit. So,
all right, over under egg shen percentage. I'm putting the line at 4% because we had over 100 votes. So, I'll bump it up. Six.
Oh, no, man. I feel like he's over somewhere.
You guys are hating on him too much. I feel like with every piece of hate, his place is just going up and up.
He does have.
I'm going to hate this.
Sugar
cookies. Because time is not linear, Nutter Butters. Guys. Remember that, man. The more you hate,
those are two fire picks.
Time is not linear.
The only good pick was sugar cookie. I'm sorry. That's it.
You just talked about how people were destroying sugar cookies.
All right, guys.
Sugar cookie was the best pick. It might have been my number one pick.
Okay.
Rip the Band-Aid off. Do it. Just do it.
All right. In sixth place, comments include a well-rounded variety of cookies. These cookies compare well with not only milk, but also other tasty beverages. This team is banging. And if chocolate chip and Samoa's could have been on the same team, they would have had it. Chocolate chip didn't have much support, in my opinion. Samoa's had iced animal cookies on that team, too. That's why they get the win. My team, sixth place, 6.3% of the votes.
Oh, my.
I told you, Girl Scout cookies are overrated.
Those two are not, though.
No, overrated.
The best of the best.
Are delicious.
They're better than cookies. Overrated.
How'd you get a decimal
when we had 100 votes?
Macaron.
6.3% of the vote. So I had barely 65? Any votes. So that was cool. That was cool watching this cookie draft unravel with all these votes trickling in and I just get none.
Hey, that's why he's spitting fire all week long.
Why do you think I'm hating now? Look at my team and look at the place. But yeah, I won't. I'm not going to say anything negative.
You didn't have trouble, did you?
No, I didn't. But the person was saying if chocolate chip and Samoa's were on the same team, they wouldn't have been beaten. He said chocolate chip didn't have much support, but Samoa's had this, so this is why they voted for them. Samoa's and iced animal cookies.
See, I don't know what you're missing with Eggshen's. Eggshen's gonna be up there. I have a feeling. Dunkaroos, man.
Nah, he's in fifth place.
In fifth place, with comments include this one was hard, but I love peanut butter cookies and snickerdoodles. Solid team, and the grandma spritz cookies brought in my vote. Also, you're right, gingerbread cookies with icing. That's the best part. Birdo's team, spatula of the month, 13.5% of the votes.
The dejection.
Not
last. We shall call you the basement brothers.
Eggshen, I'm sorry. I am sorry. The basement brothers. You got me at least fourth place, at least.
Wow.
Peanut butter cookies, I was like, oh no.
I will say somebody else was in fifth place for most of the time, and then all of a sudden votes just started pouring in. It was a climb of the leaderboard. But in fourth place, comment includes, because the other teams had at least one, if not two, garbage deal breaker cookies. Fourth place, 14.4% of votes. Shine's team, crumbs for comfort.
The fix is in. Something happened. This is not right.
Did Eggshen get all his friends to vote for him?
Oh, Mr. Triple first place is mad now?
I want to talk about a specific cookie, Sean. Reese's does not make everything better.
It does.
No.
That's blasphemy, Bill Maher.
A peanut butter cookie with a Hershey Kiss on it is money. You can't add a peanut butter cup on top and make it better. I'm sorry.
I can come over Rob sometime. I'll make you one.
No, you're basically saying the comment that I'm going to read in just a few minutes. So
sorry. Relax. Fired up right now.
It's fired up. And in third place, this person climbed up the leaderboard, was hovering around with me for a while. Comments include, this was hard. Every team had something I like. When in doubt, gotta side with the fam. And Star Crunch, is this a cookie? And Double Stuff Oreos? Homemade chocolate chip is the correct number one. Thin Mints would be two for me, and Samoa's number three. But J-Cat's team, Cosmic Confection Carousel, 15.3% of the votes. Third place.
Podium. What up, everybody? I'm back to the podium.
Yeah, you guys all were separated by one vote. And Rock I was vote. Not. I was way below, if anyone that cares.
Wow.
But in second place with solid comments, and comments include, sugar cookie might have been my number one. Peanut butter blossom with the Hershey Kiss on top is the perfect ratio between the peanut butter and chocolate. Reese's does not make everything better. Just stop, Jason. Can't pick Reese's all the time. Who picks Nutella cookies as their top five? Rob had the best team and then just ruined it and deserves to come in last for that pick. I wonder who said that.
Who's calling me out?
And Nutter Butter is awesome. It's a peanut-shaped cookie. No tricks here. Just beautiful, sweet peanut butter crunch. I like to scrape off the peanut butter layer and eat that first and then eat the cookie. It's bomb. I will eat the entire container if unsupervised. Keebler Fudge are a great secondary cookie. They also have a layer that is best ate by itself, and the buttery vanilla cookie goes so well to finish it off. Elves know what's up. Sugar cookies? Dang, they are top-notch as well. Though I ate more of the dough than the cookie. My favorite is when they're just cooked on the outside and still soft in the middle. Money. I will say that the best cookie hands down has to be the homemade chocolate chip. I'm guessing this is Jason's team, so I can't vote for it. Props for making me do my Arnold voice out loud. Egg Shen's team. Fortune cookies are frauds. Second place, 20.7% of the votes.
Listen, who is that? Call him out.
Listen, Egg Shen, I apologize. I apologize because I was hating on you for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. After listening to the podcast, I was upset. But you know what? You got me on the podium, and I'm right there with Bobby. You know, I'm 1-2 here, so I apologize.
Bo, not to interrupt, but his finish does not count for your finishes.
Oh!
You vote, you draft where he ends up, but you don't get a second place for his draft. You just have a nine instead of 10.
All of a sudden, I got this feeling that everyone that had been in North Carolina in the last maybe 2 weeks voted for Egg Shen's team.
Actually, I did not get anybody over in North Carolina to vote for Egg Shen's team because I didn't listen to the podcast until I got back.
Hey, no, can I ask you a question? Who did you vote for?
Who did I vote for?
Yeah.
You know who I voted for. Sugar cookie, son.
So you voted for Egg Shen's team, and you've been hating on it since the minute we started recording.
That's the most moral thing ever.
Is he trying to swerve us? Or like,
I don't know. I'm just double checked because I was like, am I wrong? I
mean, just call it deception.
Bo did what we all can't stand. He picked a team based on one pick.
Yeah. One.
He said Rob's team was great, except for one.
I will pick Rob's. He went with that freaking Nutella cookie. And I'm ain't no way I'm going to freaking pick Rob's over a Nutella cookie.
Do you know what I was talking about? Like, seriously now, because
I've never had it before, and I know what Nutella is. I know what the stuff is, Nutella, but I would never
It's like a double – the one I was thinking of, I didn't know there was, like, actual Nutella biscuit and, like, Nutella, like, brand cookies. I was thinking of, like, homemade Nutella. They're, like, double chocolate chip ones, but with Nutella. That's what I was I was like, oh, maybe people were like thinking in anyway, it doesn't matter. It just made me think about it. Yeah.
It doesn't matter because Rob, guess what? You got number one, baby.
About time. I was hoping so.
Just to be fair, just to make this clear, the winning team had chocolate chip cookies, brookies, which are chocolate chip cookies and brownies, and Nutella cookies, which are chocolate chip cookies, but with Nutella instead of chocolate chips. So essentially the same
fire.
Cookie.
I mean, what's wrong?
So first place comments include peanut butter blossom is so elite. It makes this team overwhelmingly better. And it's clearly the best option here. There's just no competing against homemade chocolate chip, peanut butter blossoms, and brookies. Catman's team, 29.7% of the votes. First place.
Well, my faith in humanity is restored for at least another couple weeks because I would have been upset if I wasn't top three with that team, honestly. Like, come on now. Pumpkin spice.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Like, let's be real here. Come on, chocolate chip cookie. It's the cookie. It's the cookie.
And it carried you to the gold phase place.
Yeah.
The gold medal finish. So here is what we should have drafted. Lots of cookies we should have drafted, apparently. Pecan snowballs, ginger snaps, molasses, M&M cookies. Those giant cookies you get for special occasions, like a cookie cake.
Stop.
Loft house.
Stop for a second. What the f*** is a pecan snowball?
I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know. It was the first one that someone said, though. Sounds like a homemade thing. Keebler's Chips Deluxe with M&Ms. Iced oatmeal cookies. Those are good. Even like the cheap ones. Like they cost like they're dirt cheap and they're
very
like
good. Yeah.
No bake cookies. Chess prints. Reese's Chips Ahoy. Reefer Madness. What about burger cookies? I mean, come on. Bacon chocolate chip. Fig Newtons. Black and white cookies. The no bake oatmeal chocolate. Soft batch. Sausalitos. Wedding cookies. Pecan butter cookies. Vanilla double stuff Oreos. Pumpkin caramel cookies. Golden Oreos. Also, oatmeal chocolate chip. Magic cookie bars. Pfeffernuss. Lou Pims. Duplex sandwich creams. I think Nutter Butter makes a peanut butter wafer. They're in a sheet of like 12, and you got to break them apart or eat the whole sheet. Pretzel caramel chocolate cookies. Shazam. Christmas crackle. Chocolate peanut butter no-bakes. Scottish shortbreads. Lemon rolled in confectionery sugar. Chocolate with peanut butter chips. Animal crackers. Monster cookies. Toffee cookies. Cherry granolas. Butterfinger cookies. Italian wedding cookies. Glazed lemon cookies, triple chocolate meltaways, biscotti, butter cookies, Malomars, white fudge covered Oreos. They're limited at Christmas time. Halloween Oreos per two of the grandkids and basic shortbread cookies. Those were the cookies that we should have drafted.
Any of that no bake stuff is trash.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
I understand if you have children, okay, and like you got to make something fast, right? But 20 years in the Coast Guard, I had some not good cooks, right? And their go-to dessert was no-bake stuff, like all the time. Like they would just throw a pan out there. And what do you mean?
What do you mean? You don't?
It's just like it's like a mixture, and it just like forms.
It doesn't cook.
Well, no, you don't bake it. It just like sits. You put it like in the fridge. I think you just like set it in the fridge or something, right?
Yeah.
And it like hardens. Garbage.
You put
anybody that said no bake.
Yeah, there was a lot of no bake.
No dice on the no bake.
Wedding cookies.
I don't even know what that means. I have a cookie without baking it.
I don't know.
Hey Jason, what was the one pick that you said that that's a Bomar pick?
I picked the white macadamia nut.
Dude, white that would have been my pick. I'll tell you what, those are money.
I can't believe you didn't pick my team.
I would pick Rob's team.
Yeah, you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing.
But didn't.
You showed your cards when Eric told you that Eggshin's finish doesn't count for you.
You have no poker face.
The quintessential
sugar, cookie plus the additional.
What we tell them not to do.
Upended my white chocolate macadamia nut.
Wow, sugar cookie over that is way better, dude.
J-Cat was like, that's such a Mar thing to do. Say you like a team and then vote for someone because of one pick. All right, boys, if you're listening to this podcast, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
And this week's draft is the best colors. The best colors. And I've known for a while that I'm going to have the first pick. And I have no idea what the best color is. I know what my favorite color is, but it's not going to bring me – it's not a top seed worthy pick, so I cannot waste my first pick on this. So I'm going to go with a pick, a color, that is quintessential to a famous college.
Oh.
One that I don't – one that I do not care for at all. However, I feel like it accents a lot of shirts well. So, like, it's not the main color – but it just has pops. And honestly, I've been complimented on my eyes color sometimes, and they're pretty light blue. So I'm going to go with the Carolina blue, which is a light shade of cyan. So I'm going to go with, with Carolina blue, number one.
I was going to pick it number one too. So
I literally told Amy, I was like, unless I get the first pick, I was like, I guarantee Carolina's going first. That's what I told her. She was like, all right.
Isn't the correct color Columbia?
It's cyan, though.
No, Columbia blue. It's not Carolina blue. No.
It's just called Carolina blue.
Why don't you just pick blue?
I don't think Carolina blue is an actual
Royal
color,
blue?
Though.
Sapphire? What are you talking about?
It is.
Yeah.
Carolina
blue. Color blue.
Yeah, I Googled it. It says, what color is Carolina blue? It's like, it's a shade of cyan. It's Carolina, it's called Carolina blue.
It's an actual color that's unique to the school. Like, if you would put like a Columbia, like, you know, the colors, like, say you took jerseys or anything else, like Columbia blue and Carolina blue, there is a distinct difference. Carolina blue pops a little bit more, a little more vibrant. The Columbia blue is a little more of a creamy blue, very similar, but they're different in the way that they're presented.
Isn't it like a baby blue?
Yeah, pretty much. That's basically what I'm going for. But the Carolina blue is just kind of like pops. And I just needed to like get something to jump out. I didn't realize it would be I knew J-Cat would want it, but I didn't know it would be like that big of a
Columbia
pick, so.
Blue is then more Cape blue, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's probably accurate.
Yeah. I mean, to me, they're both very similar. So but I think we're going to have a couple shade hue arguments here. So, you know, that doesn't mean you can't pick Columbia blue. It is what it is. So,
yeah.
Those Carolina barbecue Utz potato chips with that shade of Carolina blue.
That is fire.
It's like salt vinegar. It's like salt vinegar and barbecue.
Yeah, so vinegar based barbecue is so great.
All right. Birdo, second pick in the colors draft.
I have a couple things to say before we pick.
I'll take it
first off.
In between my picks,
salty about the results of the cookie draft. Just reeling. Can't believe it. This draft was the easiest and most difficult to prepare for because I'm finding different shades of the exact same thing on different websites. The color wheel makes no sense to me. There is no standard at this point from what I see. Plus, typically we're not picking colors, so I can write down a list. I can't have my colors on the list to then cross off and do my thing. Carolina blue would have been my number one. Very similar reasons why you said it, bro. Rob's telling me to wrap it up, B. Wrap that gavel up, B.
No, I'm saying you're doing Petey it live. Saying you're doing it live.
I thought you were doing Petey Pablo.
You don't have any notes. Rag.
North Carolina.
So hardest.
I want to raise up.
I've learned in preparation for this draft, I favor greens and blues. Apparently, taking another blue off the board. A variant blue. I'm going with turquoise.
Turquoise.
Just pretty. Pretty color. How else do you explain it?
I like the colors draft so far.
Sea glass-ish.
It's like the color of Caribbean waters.
Yeah. Turquoise. Just, you know what, J-Cat? The color of Caribbean waters, that peaceful look when you look down, you can still see sand in the ocean, not doo-doo brown like Robith.
Brackish water.
A couple minnows brackish floating around.
That's for salt water.
Maybe a few skates. All right, Shine, you're up third in the colors draft.
I'm making this pretty easy here. As I mentioned in my intro, this long neck to Philly trip got it down because my buddy Max has been up in CHOP. So I had to ask him because I think he likes this podcast more than any of my other children. So I asked him, what's your favorite color? because that's what we're drafting this time. And he said red. So we're going with red. First pick.
Can we be more specific?
I think if I could ask him a little bit deeper, I think he would go red because of those mighty 49ers. The kid is red and gold through and through. And I thought McCaffrey was his favorite player. And I asked him again this week, and he said, no, Brock Purdy. Oh. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Is that like a cherry red or a brick red?
You can take all the different colors you want, but my buddy said red, so I'm taking red. Is that okay?
That's what I'm saying with Eric's pick.
Does it have a color?
Well, no, because blue, you can't just – red is like red. I get it. But there are variants of red that are still available.
Yeah,
I could have picked blue.
Blue is blue.
Yeah, I'm not just picking blue. That's not I don't.
Okay.
No,
I could totally have, agree. But I'm not. So I would have picked red too. I wanted to pick red for the Phillies. It's apparently like red October right now.
Red was a tally anyway, because I mean, I'm a Niners fan. I'm a Bulls fan. There's a lot of red in around.
True. My stuff. I'm just trying for the sake of discussion. It says scarlet red. I'm just going with red though. We're just talking colors. Like,
yeah.
That's it, boy.
Because it is darker. It's like a little bit tinged darker red than like a Phillies red, I would say.
Mm-hmm. They've changed it up, or even a
Bulls red.
They have changed it up a little bit like through the years. Like, I have a Steve Young jersey that's almost more maroon and I hate it, but I have it because of Steve Young.
So here's the thing. Do we make him specify? I'm not saying because for
Max, we let Max pick red. If I want candy apple red, I'm going candy apple red because you know that's a little bit of glossier red. So
yeah.
we know for Max, Max gets to pick red.
Yeah, put Max is red in there.
For the record, my least favorite color combo is black and red. Can't stand it, especially on shoes. Ugliest shoes are black and red.
Blasphemy.
Ugly.
Chicago Bulls, yo.
Every pair of Jordans.
Wow. Yes.
I thought you like would pick Jason that you would pick first, for sure. But, you know, Max had the – he deserves the pick for you, so.
All right, Jake.
Off the board.
You got the podium finish.
Podium finish. And what did it cost me? Everything. Carolina Blue, off the board. So, it's cool, though. Because this kind of actually helps me a little bit, because all three of the things that were just drafted were on my top five. So, hey, thanks a lot for that, guys. We got a pivot, but any good general manager has a plan. And my plan is to draft this wonderful color. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I am a fan of a color they once wore for a very long time. That is Kelly Green. And bringing back the Kelly Green uniforms and helmets this season, I am really looking forward to seeing the Eagles play in them. It is my number two all-time throwback uniform on my list that I have. So I'm going with Kelly Green.
Is there a possible pick swap?
I don't like what you're doing, J-Cat.
Between these two.
I don't like
what you're doing. Shots fired.
There could be the first ever Lapsu draft trade. Mid-draft, there could be a trade.
What you want for that, dog?
I mean, we got to see what your second round pick is, maybe.
Yeah.
But
you pick charcoal black, it feels off.
I'm not swapping straight up for it. Why would I just picked it if I thought it was number one worthy? So
yeah, that's fine.
I didn't think Jake. I thought Barberto maybe, but I know Bo wasn't picking it. No, Catman's not picking it because he's scared of it in 2 weeks.
Right.
Oh, How long until Bo's beard like connects the gray patches?
Never.
My dad still has the same two patches.
Yeah. He's shaved like 2 days ago.
We ain't seen him in a month, kid.
Looks like Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
He looks like Barry Gibbs.
Don't lie. You have to wax all other parts of your body so you don't become the missing links. Link. Is true or false? Do you have back hair?
Missing link.
I have no back hair.
Really? That's amazing.
Boy. I can't
go. Wow, yeah, he does.
I can't go. I had no back hair. I'm not Richard Griffith, son.
Dude, I'm getting ready to like have a full blown sweater here shortly. Like getting old. Sweater boots.
Jake out with the back hair. All right, we got to keep this thing rolling. Lots of colors to talk about. Bomar.
So many. But I'm going to have to go with a specific color that there's already been two colors picked up from it. But I'm going to go with sky blue. When you're sitting on the beach, you're looking up and you look at the beautiful sky. Reflection goes down to the ocean and turns the ocean to blue because, you know, we all know water's clear. So they get, you know, the blue sky, the blue water, sky blue, baby. That's what I'm thinking.
There's a line where the sky meets the sea and it calls me.
Dying.
No one knows.
What did you say in the text thread?
I know.
When Bo comes back, his first pick. He basically stood on top of my pick and was like, which it's going
to
happen.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
But the very first pick, he was like, oh, you want that blue? Okay, I'll take this pretty much same exact blue, but just a little different. And people are going to see sky blue and be like, yeah, I like the color of sky.
Hell
yeah. I
know what
Carolina blue is, so all right. All right, Catman.
I just felt like I had to take his place last week.
True. Oh, before you draft, Catman, Shine, since you drafted that for Max, that red is actually the color of strength. So it's a pretty good sign. He likes red.
He actually had a very good day today.
Nice.
Very good.
All right, Catman, back-to-back picks.
Well, I got back-to-back picks, so I can do this second one first. I'm going to do my first one first because I thought my first one heard some comments that my first round pick might be like a second or third rounder, but I don't care. It's completely a little bit opposite from anything that anyone's picked so far. It's a happy color. It's optimistic and uplifting. Rejuvenates your spirit. Positive words associated with the color orange are warmth, security, sensuality, passion, abundance, fun, welcoming, active, happiness, joyfulness, cheerfulness, assertiveness, and exuberance. Color orange.
Jeez, read it.
It's bright. Do I need to wrap it up? Do you, you know, because you talked for 45 minutes. So
they just gave 85 adjectives for the color orange. How's that possible?
Motivation. I had motivation right
what
now.
What does that mean? Okay. Orange juice is orange. I'll pick orange.
Jason was going to pick that number one.
Hey, Rob.
Good call, Kevin. With pulp or without?
Without. And I like the sun because it is also orange.
Rob, I'll give you $50 if you can tell me a word that rhymes with orange.
Bro,
Eminem can do it. Eminem rhymes.
Sorange? Sorange? Bro, you want any Sorange shoes? Bro, pop quiz for anybody. What color did you color suns when you drew? Yellow or orange?
Yellow all day.
Yellow for me.
Yeah.
Yellow middle, orange outline.
And you put them in the top left corner or top right corner?
Top right corner every time.
Top right.
And
did you do a whole sun or did you just do like the half circle?
With the lines.
Mixed it up. I mixed it up.
And the birds with the little V's. Just made a little V to make a bird.
Two of the definitions for orange is flamboyant and demanding of attention.
How can we define orange?
Rob's good pick, man.
So yeah, orange my number orange one. Solid. And also wore that color for 20 years in the Coast Guard. It's a color of safety. Keeps everyone safe. Yeah, so this is probably going to be like the first hot take in the draft. I'm just going blue. Plain blue. Yeah.
Yep.
You got that Syracuse team, boy.
Crappy Duke calmness, blue.
Relaxation, trust, integrity, efficiency.
All these shades.
Yeah, don't you think with so many shades we need to like specify more? Like someone sees blue.
Royal blue?
I just feel like it's gonna like mix. I mean they are different. Blue. Yeah, but what's different?
I'm taking the color blue.
There's like a standard color, and blue is the standard color, and then goes off from there.
Like the crayon that says blue.
Yeah.
All right. Azul. Okay.
Like I didn't take burnt orange. I took orange.
True.
I didn't take Carolina blue. I took blue.
That's true.
Yeah. Because if you look at the color charts,
that's you're right.
Blue. It's right. Blue.
The Detroit Lions have Honolulu blue. It's a little bit lighter.
Oh wait! Stop. Don't go.
It was just the first thing that came to my head, Shine. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like you're gonna pick anything Lions.
Is Lion a color?
Well, blue is apparently.
Lion's mane probably is.
Are we seriously arguing that blue is not a color?
No. Relax.
What if I have a blue milkshake with my charcuterie board?
While we ride bikes in the summer.
On a dessert.
All right, Bomar. You're back to you.
All right. So since everybody's sticking with blue, I'm going to stick with I'm going to go a different route here. This color means nature, environment, healthy, good luck, renewal, youth, spring, generosity, jealousy, service, inexperience, envy, misfortune, and vigor. I'm going to go with green.
It's happening color right green. Now.
It also means lucky, I think. Oh, good luck. It says good luck on that.
Lucky and jealousy. They're similar. Why? How are we defining colors with adjectives? I don't understand.
Yeah. When the hell did colors get baseball cards with their attributes on the back of it?
Yeah.
The moon like says it's like the attributes and elements they draw power from the colors or something.
Green.
When you see blue, you think of motivation and
it means fertilization.
They say taupe is very soothing.
Taupe. Topaz.
Why do you think most of our hallways were green or like light green in growing up? Because it was supposed to be have a calming effect on you.
All right, back to Shine.
Bobby doesn't believe in any science, so no, this matters.
How are we back to Shine?
Hold on. Rob rattled off a list of 45 adjectives that all contradict each other, and we're going to act like the color orange means anything other than the color orange.
If you look at the color orange, anyone could feel a certain way. It's the same thing about anything else.
Exactly.
You might feel four different things when you see the color orange. I could feel something completely different.
You messed up, Rob, on that color orange. Just FYI. Mm. You're about to see.
You messed up, Rob. According to Bomar, he's the law. All right. J-Cat, back to you. Sorry, Shine. It's J-Cat, not you.
What?
My bad. Yeah, my bad.
J-Cat, don't steal my pick. Got my hopes up here.
I don't know if you're going to. No, I don't think anyone's going to pick this. This is a shade of a precious metal that is kind of all the rage. And I first learned about this from our good friend Lloyd Banks in his song called On Fire. The quote is, "This heat going to last for the whole summer, running your faster than the road runner, rocks on my wrist, rolls gold under."
Ooh.
Meaning,
ooh,
rose gold. Let's rose go gold? Ahead with rose gold, baby.
Wow. Pinky's up.
Let's get it, baby. Ooh. You know all the boys from Delco got them rose gold iPhones and their Kelly green jerseys as they're riding right now?
What is rose gold?
It's rose gold.
Rose gold.
It's like a
pinkish gold.
I thought he said rolls too. Like, but
that was the lyric, but it's meant,
rose gold.
It's like a pinkish gold.
Yeah, it means tranquility. Yeah. It means tranquility, agitation, flatulation, and levitation.
And is it flatulation?
Yeah,
it's my kind of color.
All right, we're back to you, Shine. I feel like the similar colors coming out.
Yeah, I was pretty mad for a second. I was, and then I heard pinkish gold, and I was like, "Oh, good," because I'm taking the kind of gold that I've grown up with. I went to college with, and
Bulls gold.
I finished off my 49ers colors, the 49ers red and gold. We're just taking straight gold. No pinkish gold, kind, just the yellow.
Leprechauns want. Give it to them.
So you're,
they want. They want
old gold.
You're taking gold, Sean?
Gold.
Technically, that's old gold, right?
We're going digging for the.
Where the gold at?
Where to go? Where to go? Where to go? At?
I want to see the gold.
Got blue and gold.
Give me the gold.
Take a backhoe, dig it out. Could be a crackhead.
Red and gold. I don't know. Something about that color has stuck with me for almost ever.
All right, Birdo. Back to you.
So, there's two shades of green I want. Hunter green or forest green. But I'm going to pick forest green. A nice darkish hue green. Reminds me of the woods. Nice for a accent wall, maybe. Maybe the bottom of your kitchen cabinets to go with some white cabinets up top. Forest green. Second pick. It means broccoli. It means life in
so much hate.
I can't think of any more adjectives. Rob said every adjective there is to describe a orange. It's funny.
Versatile hue wow. is associated with freshness, growth, and balance.
Fresh and clean, boy. Balance. Forest green means balance.
Man, there's so many, like, if you look up a color and there's just so many, like, variants of it, it's like, what color do you really like? I got back-to-back picks. I like both of these colors. My favorite color is this color, but I'm going to go with a slightly different shade of it, I guess I should say. So I'm going to pick violet.
Viola
is my favorite color. I like a darker purple. Violet's not too dark, but it's also just like not light purple. Not a lavender, which is still available. So
I'll just
take anyone's pick, but I'm going to go with, actually, I don't know.
No, it's on the board.
I think I just want purple. I think I just want the color purple.
That's a completely different color.
No, I think that's smart.
No, Oprah Winfrey, not the color purple.
Violet. I think I'm just going to go with purple.
No.
Yeah, I don't like the movie.
Stefan, I didn't type it in yet. Propel.
I'm going with purple.
Good pick. That was my third rounder right there.
Purple, and then I'm going to piggyback off that.
You want that purple stuff. Third rounder.
Yeah.
Catman, I know you have shirts this color. We've all rocked
don't
before.
Do it.
Yes. Yeah, don't.
If you go to the Kentucky Derby, you might drink one of these.
Oh.
But if you have a nice minty grasshopper color, so I'm just going to go with mint green because I don't know if anyone's going to know what grasshopper pie is because that's a paint color that I've painted before. So I'm going to go with a nice little mint green. Mint chocolate chip ice cream. It's delicious. And I just like the light freshness of mint green.
There is a picture floating around of Rob and I in mint green shirts.
True.
Some more drunk than others. Yeah, at Birdo's wedding. You're exactly right.
Let's not speak about that.
Surfing turf.
Hey, I had a good time.
Green is a color.
You know, fire extinguisher.
Mint green is the color of emotional harmony, stability, and endurance. Yeah. Colorpsychology.org.
What's the endurance rating? What's the endurance rating? It's a 9?
It's named after the plant. It has the crisp, clean, and cool-toned hue. It can be dazzling and cheerful color with the right applications and one that can trigger creativity and a sense of freshness and lightness. I agree 100%.
It has a calming effect.
Birdo, back to you.
For the record, there is a color called Razzmatazz Pink, but I'm not picking it. I feel like I need...
Spoilers!
I feel like I need to add a little bit of pizzazz to my team. So I'm going to pick... Toss up between cotton candy pink and watermelon pink, but I'm going to pick cotton candy pink. And you might not know what it is, but you know what it is.
All right, you need good watermelon.
Sweet as gold. Let me see.
Yeah, watermelon pink's a good color too.
That airy pink, where it's like, dang, you eat it, you just think cotton candy, boy. Light. Yep.
I like 5 shirts in that shade.
I knew pink wasn't getting past the third round.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon pink is, not the color of watermelon. It's actually more muted, a little darker than cotton candy paint. And Razzmatazz, I can't even describe it.
Yeah, it's a cool color, though. All right, Shine. Back to you, boy.
First of all, I was going with purple, and then that went off, and then I was going with pink. But in my head, cotton candy pink is the pink that I was going for.
See? I knew it.
I can't go just with pink.
They're the basic colors, baby.
I know.
Basic colors.
That's no fun.
I'm going to take apparently conveys sophistication and elegance.
We all have to read descriptions from now on.
It hides fat too, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going
it's with
fat. I'm going with black, baby.
Oh man.
Black.
You couldn't even go with like a cool name for black.
Nah.
How can we get through it without obsidian just black
or white? Yes, obsidian. Obsidian nugget.
Charcoal.
Just going with
thought about taking black number black. One. Because I feel Onyx. Like everyone wears so much black and it's just like a whatever.
At the Slayer Pavilion they did.
Oil. I don't know. Onyx. You could have stepped it up, Shine. Pitch black. Smile. Raven no. black.
I ain't gotta go crazy.
Vigna's the negative.
I'm sticking with that.
Well, I have a question. Black? Sorry, I have a question. In Googling the color black, it says from a physics perspective, black is the absence of light and therefore yeah. not it's a not. Color. From the physics perspective.
I'm speaking
however,
like Big
from
Bang,
an artistic
but you hate that show,
black
so
can
I'll
be considered
right
a color yeah. due to its visual properties.
Yeah.
So physics it's not a color. Artistically it is a color.
So, Eric, I was talking to some of my...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you. And you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Guys today, and they were saying black and white are actually not colors, they're shades.
We're all shades. But
black is a color. Let's stop.
What? I mean, physically, technically, it's not. Really? White comprises
anybody over here going to ace a physics exam right now to prove their point?
I dropped
you
physics.
You sound like a white supremacist.
Too hard.
Moving on.
White is the compromises all hues on the visible light spectrum.
I remember when I signed up for physics in 12th grade because Mr. Hilton was teaching it and he was a golf
Beast.
Coach and I thought that would be cool.
Beast.
And then I sat through one class and I was like, nope, this is too hard. Mr. Hilton, I'm out.
Fulcrums.
Yeah. Science sucks.
Pushing heavy things up hills.
We can all agree that chemistry was by far the worst class in high school, right?
Like, I had so much fun in chemistry.
And awful.
I'm pretty sure
that,
I avoided
and
it.
And calculus, right?
Oh, I never got that far in math. So I don't know what calculus is.
Awful.
I was so afraid
of
it.
You were an overachiever, Eric Croce.
It was all chemistry was 11th grade. Mrs. Sharp, she was terrible.
She was awesome.
Schroeder. I had Mr. Schroeder for chemistry, and he's the greatest.
Okay,
Schroeder.
I guess.
Yeah, you guys got lucky.
Seemed like he didn't want to be there the entire
time. We have to take chemistry. I feel like I didn't take chemistry.
11th grade, you did. You were playing in an eyewash station, Shine.
Physical science.
Shower.
Chemistry. Biology and physics.
No way.
Physics was
I didn't
horrendous.
Take all those in high school. I was like earth science and like rock science.
Physical science.
I had
rock
science. I missed her all their
rock science, bro.
What are you talking about?
Well, I took biology.
Best minerals.
I know that.
Yeah, we're getting off the rails here. Yeah, is black a color? like
yes,
it.
Yes, it's a color. Yeah, it's I'm wearing a black color. Headband right now.
You're it's wearing one of the eight Crayola. I mean, it's in the pack of eight Crayola crayons.
That's true. That's true.
Come on now.
They don't know about the physics, though. They only know about the artistic side of it.
John said he took rock science.
Abomatomically.
You mean geology, John?
No, maybe that was in college. Maybe I took rock science in college.
I took astronomy.
Me too. That's terrible. I took
it was easy. It's great, though. Right. It was like the easiest science.
What you know about the asteroids?
We're going to get this train back on track. Colors. What you got?
Meteorites.
I failed chemistry. Bad.
What was your grade in rock science? I'm curious.
Dude, I went to Wesley College for a semester, and I think I left there with a 0.43 GPA.
That's hard to do.
You are overachiever, my friend.
The most important of that was like $100,000 in debt.
Well, you live and you learn.
Well, I had to pay 4 years off of that school.
JCAT, colors, what you got?
When I think of this color, it's loud, it's bright, it's gorgeous, it's a citrus. Its endurance rating is a 9. Its sour rating is a 10. I like it with sugar and water. I'm going to go with lemon yellow. Ooh. Just a bright, beautiful color.
Like it.
As soon as you see that, man, you just, boom, it's beautiful. It's my son's favorite color. Yeah, let's rock that out.
What did you say about endurance? It's an endurance rating 9.
Yeah.
Stamina 12. Injury rating 17.
Tartness 4.
Yes.
I knew yellow was coming to the board. It's the most positive energy color.
Yeah. That's why it's right there in the middle of my reading rainbow decal.
Unless it's in snow, it ain't positive.
Well, no, he positively will avoid it if you see it in snow.
All right. Bomar.
All right, boys. This is a big one. This color I've had on two vehicles. The colors of purity and innocence. True balance of all colors. It's associated with cleanliness, which Bobby, I'm surprised you didn't pick.
Is Will Gumby
my next pick. And perfection. It loves to make others feel good and provides hope and clarity by refreshing and purifying the mind. It also promotes open-mindedness and self-reflection. I'm going to pick the color, white.
I feel like that color does the opposite of everything you just read out.
Yeah, white. I hope you lose because of that pick. Who likes the color white? That's not a color.
It matches everything.
I like white shoes. I like white t-shirts. I'd pick white, but I wasn't going to pick plain white. I still might. My undercut.
Plain white.
Put a nice.
The plain white tees. Hey,
you
there's
a lot white tee.
Yeah. Nice
white beater white.
Alabaster white.
White.
Pearl maybe.
Just pick alabaster white.
You're my alabaster princess.
Seagull white. What white are we talking about here?
Snow White and her seven dwarfs.
All right. Catman back to back. It's been a while. Feel your pain.
I just wrote down two colors. If you pick
them, I want to pick. I'm not going to pick what I. Since we're talking about white here, I'm going gray.
Look at Rob's team.
It's better. It's better than white.
Look at Rob's team,
and it kind of goes with everything. And, you know, I could say wolf gray.
I like
the wolf gray, Timber? But I don't. Wolf Spain? I feel like people won't know like what wolf gray is, but so you know, I don't even care. Put wolf gray down. I don't even care.
Yeah, put wolf gray down. Because when I think of wolf gray, I think it is badass howling wolf, and I know exactly what color it is, and it's amazing.
Power rating 10.
Yes.
Loudness 9.
Spiritual rating 11.5.
It's one of the official Nike colors. So if you go to the Nike ID, or if you'll see it, it'll say wolf gray.
Hold on. How do you spell it? G-R-A-Y or G-R-E-Y?
G-R-E-Y.
A-Y. 100%.
Wrong. What two colors do you mix to get gray?
White and black.
Oh,
ba-ding, ding.
What does that mean?
Bro, put, so he's saying it's a color. Put Wolf Gray, G-R-E-Y.
No, we got the primaries.
That's I'll never put you. I'll never spell Gray with a E for my entire life. So don't expect to see that.
You just said it.
But that's the color. That's what it is on Nike.com. Like it's G-R-E-Y. So.
All right.
And then.
Since I'm citing Nike, I'll put it in my footnotes.
It's going to be really close to what I already have picked, but. There's nothing else that's like really popping out of me, but Eric already picked like the mint julep. So, you know, a nice in the summertime, there's nothing better than rocking like a crisp salmon polo.
Salmon. Yeah.
That was my next pick.
With how many collared shirts? How many collared you got popped, Rob? Three?
Just no.
Rob, is that like a pinkish color?
Yeah. Uncooked.
It's the color of salmon, though.
Yeah. it's a good summer color. Like if you have a little tan going, it just looks good on you.
Ross Geller, his favorite color, left a shirt at Moment's house.
My team's like kind of really. I need something crazy for my fifth round pick, but
it's a little drab.
Yeah, but right, I own salmon shirts. Man.
I got something for you now.
I can't believe Rob didn't pick something dolphins.
You did yet. Orange.
Wow. There's something even more.
He's got that fifth round pick still.
Yeah.
All right. Back to you, Omar.
All right. I'm going to go with this Redskins. Color.
Shine's rocking it tonight.
I know. He picked Redskins. One color I was going to pick, but and it's weird because the Redskins are burgundy and gold. And the gold is different than
Commander's the
Niners gold.
There goes your iPad getting its own life. Its own.
It's like a yellow.
Yeah, it's like it's more like a yellow, but they say it's a gold.
Canary yellow.
I'm gonna go with the color. When I was researching, this was like top five color, and I actually kind of like it. So like a greenish bluish color. It's very close to. The Miami Dolphins color, but it's not quite that color. I'm going to go with aqua.
I'm a Barbie girl.
another Tom Sheehan reference.
It is aqua. Not to be confused with another team that has a similar color. That has a different name.
The Dolphins are aqua?
Yeah.
I thought it was
teal. I've seen it called, no. Jags.
No,
are
no, it's not teal. All
right. Back to you, J-Cat.
So I'd be remiss if I did not celebrate the wonderfully dark shade of this color. I'm going to draft this for my dad, who spent 20 years in the United States Navy. But there's something about a navy blue where you get that wonderful, like, dark presence that black gives you, but that undertone of the blue. You can match it with browns, like brown shoes and things of that nature. Navy blue is a wonderful standalone color. It can also complement things, gives it that nice contrast. Navy blue is fantastic. So let's go with that.
Good color. Good color.
Navy good blue. Color.
All right.
How many blues have Eric, how many blues have been picked?
Multiple. Three.
Carolina.
Well, there were three in the first round.
Sky, navy.
Four, five, six.
Six blues.
Aqua's a type of blue, right? Blue is the best. Most of my shirts have some type of blue in it.
Yeah.
So,
my go, right?
Kind of box.
Shine.
I don't have a blue in my my on my team yet. So the closest thing that I'm getting to a blue lives down in Miami, and I'm going with teal. Teal. Is my fourth round pick. Sorry, Rob.
It's actually Jacksonville. Me and Bo just had that conversation, but I guess you weren't listening.
Yeah. For such a huge head, you have very small ears.
Does he have a neck?
It's like a ratio thing here.
You said it like 4 minutes ago. It just takes a long time to get from the ear to his brain.
I kid. So you got that teal off the board. Back to you, Birdo. I'm back so fast.
I'm piggybacking off a JCAT pick, but it's different. I love like pastel colors, like springy pastels. Reminds me of Easter and eggs. My fourth round pick will be a peaceful pastel yellow.
What about a canary yellow?
That's too bright. Hurts the retinas. I'm talking about a pastel yellow, a muted soft yellow.
Yeah, no, you like a linen shirt and that shade of yellow, and it just
it's solid. It means comfort, relaxation, and ravioli. It just has a lot of different meals.
Nap rating of 12.2.
All base percentage of 0.497.
Ravioli. Once again, we proved we can draft and have fun with any topic.
Well,
this has been one of my favorite drafts.
My next pick.
We've laughed a lot, that's for sure.
Rob took my salmon pick. So I'm going to pick a color that's pretty similar. I had them both on my list. This color, it gets its name from marine invertebrates decorating the bottom of the sea. It's fresh, it's invigorating, and it's feminine. A dynamic and vibrant color, coral is particularly stunning when combined with Tiffany blue and white. I don't have a Tiffany blue on my team, but I do have Carolina blue. So I'm going to go with coral, the color coral.
Googling.
Now I just think of the meme of Rick Grimes talking to his son, but coral.
It's basically burnt salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Dang, I kind of like coral better than salmon.
Coral is beautiful. It was on my list.
Tiffany like blue is teal.
That same kind of. It's like, different. It's a little different.
I mean, they're like.
But,
it's got something expensive in the box.
The hex code is a little different. All right, so I have a bluish, I have a purple, I have a green, I have a pink, reddish, orange color on my team. So I'm going to go, I like Rob's pick of the color gray. I do like a dark gray, but I'm going to go with the color manatee, which is like a blue gray, like a light grayish blue color. So I'm going to put manatee as the color, but... It's the blue gray. Just color. Just type in manatee color. No, and you'll see.
It was on my list. I was gonna pick it earlier, but I didn't want to say manatee because I figured Bobby would like lose his mind.
They're sea cows.
Yeah,
they just like sleep and like float.
You should pick like summer storm.
Oh,
that's a good name.
I feel like that would be the candle, Bo.
That's Storm Shadow. The Benjamin Moore.
I mean, it's like a blue gray. That's what it is.
Gosh, now I got to change my
blue gray.
You mother farters.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Manatee to start off the fifth round. Back to you, Berto. Closing it fast. We got lots of listener questions today. So
I don't want to go back-to-back pastels, but I am going to do it to round off my team with a nice, solid – you can smell it. When I say this word, you smell it. Lavender. I'm picking lavender, another off shade of purple that goes well with my pastel yellow. Those just think those Easter bunnies, boy. Them eggs. And has a calming presence in soap and shampoos. And you can candle burn lavender and
drinks.
the field.
I mean, you're wearing lavender right now, aren't you?
Sort of.
It's my sleep. More like a violet.
My sleep shirt.
This is my sleep shirt, he said.
My pajamas.
Lavender possesses sleeping qualities.
You can spray it on your pillow and rest easy at night.
Efficiency level 7.
All right, back to you, Shine. What colors are going to come off the board next? Colors are coming off the board next.
When I think of this color, I think of Sonic the Hedgehog. And not because Sonic is this color, but a city is named after this color. And I don't have a green on my team yet, and I need one. I'm going with the color of emerald. Emerald green.
It's a good one.
Interesting that you went with Sonic instead of the Wizard of Oz for the Emerald City. That's pretty, okay.
We all know that I didn't watch Wizard of Oz, but we all know that I definitely played Sonic the Hedgehog as a kid.
What is that? Emerald?
Wasn't it Green Hills?
Emerald City was one of the stages. Like
okay.
Windy Hills or whatever. Green Zone or whatever is another one. But Green Hill Zone.
Come on, Rob.
Shine.
Jeez, you don't Shine. Play video games?
I Shine. Had a Super Nintendo, not a Genesis.
Ah.
Shine, name two other Sonic characters.
Huh?
Name the two other Sonic characters.
Tails and Knuckles.
Nice. And See? What's the bad guy's name? What's the villain's name?
Dr. Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik. Nice.
Or also known as
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
True.
He was quizzing me, J-Cat. Not you.
I was just trying to help you, man.
Flying. I had that one, dude. I didn't have to look over your shoulder this time in chemistry class.
I was going to say tails and rings, so you beat me, buddy.
He could have arranged.
Who can name all the people that they looked over their shoulders in high school for good answers? I can. Ooh. They're still my friends today. If you listen to this podcast, you know who you are. And thank you for my 89.
It's a good time that we plug Sylvan Learning Center.
Rob's face is like Philly red right skills now.
And it's not what you think it is. How to be sneaky.
We'll teach you how all the tricks.
You won an 89. You got it. All right, J-Cat, Ben Bomar, and then Catman to finish out the colors draft.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring us back down to earth here with a shade of brown. It was also my favorite cover band when I was in college. I used to play at the Rudder all the time, and that would be.
I wondered if it was going to get
Sienna. Give me some Burnt Sienna, baby.
I can't believe you picked a brown.
It's not brown. Brown. It's Burnt Sienna.
Yeah, I'm not picking that. I'm picking Burnt Sienna, baby.
Oops, it's like watches. A burnt orangey brown.
Yeah, it's so great. It's like this. It's like the color of the desert in Arizona. That's what it is.
I wanted to pick Coop Brown so bad.
It's so accurate.
I couldn't do it.
Peculiarly accurate.
All right, Bomar.
So should I pick tan since you just picked burnt sienna?
You could. Except it's wet.
I mean, honestly, that's
nice
on my
khaki.
List.
Khaki.
No, tan.
Carhartt.
So I'm going to go with this one. I think this is a better color than what Rob picked. We actually ordered them as our first t-shirts for our company. Highlighter orange. It's super bright. Okay. It's awesome. It's better than orange. Like when you think of orange, I always think of pumpkin orange. Highlighter orange is the way to go. So that's what I'm going to pick.
Should we do highlighter orange or neon orange?
Mm-hmm.
Highlighter.
I think neon orange.
Neon green.
More.
Add that
like
on
if
my
you
list
type
too.
In highlighter orange, it comes up. I mean, there's orange highlighters come up, I guess. So, yeah, I get it. I don't know.
Well, when I order the shirts, that's what they wear, highlighter orange.
A neon moon.
All right, Catman. Last pick in the colors draft. Bobby, just so you know, J-Cat picked a color of brown.
Also known as Burnt Sienna.
My last pick, similar to Bo's, it's neon green. That's why I was asking, honestly. Yeah, like I don't know, like blaze green or whatever. Yeah.
Neon green, essentially. Yeah. Neon green.
It's called electric lime on this color chart. I have but
ooh, I had neon green, like electric lime on mine, Rob.
Yeah.
All right. Pick Catman. All right, Catman, you got any honorable mentions left? Three and only three.
Oh, yes. Robin Egg.
That's a good color. Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of like a dolphin's aqua. It's like the closest thing I could find on that color thing I had, and that I lost. So I'll do, yeah, that. Robin Egg. Jay-Z Blue. It's a color. I wasn't going to pick it because no one's going to know. But he has a color blue. You can Google it. It's actually really nice. Very soothing. And that's it. I only got two. Because
no, you said
I lost
me
my
beaver.
Notes.
You could pick beaver.
I don't want to pick beaver. It's like cardboard.
We call that Arcadia University now.
I don't want to pick beaver. Bomar, honorable mentions?
I'm going to pick Army Green.
That's good.
Burgundy for my football team. Yeah. And then I'm going to also pick silver.
All right. J-Cat?
Really wanted to go burnt orange, but orange was picked off with that. Seafoam green is a delightful shade of green. I really, really like that, but the mint green kind of X'd that out. And the other thing I was waffling about this being my last pick, my fifth round pick, heather gray, like that color of like old like phys ed t-shirt, you know, gray, you know. It always looks like, you know, warm and inviting, and it's got like, yeah, it's got like speckles through it. So heather gray is always a solid color in my book. So there we go.
It's funny. I just was like deleting that off my list. I was like, I'm not going to pick that. And you literally said it because it's a good t-shirt color. Life's a Draft podcast. Heather gray.
Yeah. It pops, man, with the Carolina blue. All
right, Shime, honorable mention.
Fuchsia. Only because it's the coolest word in the color dictionary. Runner-up, indigo.
Indigo girls?
And then not to be outdone indigo. By aqua marine.
I'll pick aqua.
Different aqua is that than aqua?
It's the freaking same
thing. It's got marine on the end.
Aqua marine is like a gem. It's not the same.
Partial to the periwinkle blue.
I did it for a caravan. I did it for a caravan.
I was getting all bent out of shape for honorable mentions. Birdo, what you got?
Candy apple red, snow white, and pewter gray. I love that. Have you, like, a lot of cars and trucks are that pewter color now. I really like it.
It's like my pole building, son.
But shiny.
Pewter mug at?
All right. I got anthracite, which is like a dark gray. There's a couple of cool like t-shirts I've seen. Like,
what about petrocyte?
I got bubble gum, that like bright pink color. And I'll go with like an island green. Island green.
I'm an island boy.
Those were our colors.
Those people are awful.
The colors draft was a big hit. Hopefully the listeners. I feel like if any draft could outvote the cookies draft, I feel like the colors draft is it. For the listener questions, it's time for another trip to the corner cafe.
I can't wait to hear about this. I'm dying. I almost got it earlier.
I already told Eric what it was going to be when we had it. We were at Ocean's Calling, and Lydia and I split bon fry. First of all, the food at Ocean's Calling was expensive.
Stop. But wait a second. I'm interrupting. This is not what I was expecting for this week's Corner Cafe.
Huh?
Why not?
We had a text about this. I was totally expecting to learn about Wawa's pizza.
Dude, I can't go anywhere after 4 p.m. You can't get me wet. I can't eat food, and I can't see sunshine.
I was so excited to learn about Wawa's pizza.
Dude, I haven't had it yet, but Saturday I'm getting it. Like, it's a total thing. Like, I'm
gonna go. That's not where we're going for our lunch date. We're not going to Wawa's pizza.
No, we're going to go to lunch, and then we're going to go Aldi, and then I'm going to go home, and it's going to be after 4 o'clock, and I'm going to finally get my Wawa pizza for dinner.
All right, sorry to interrupt. Keep
Jake has said Ocean's Calling's food was expensive. I concur. It was ridiculously expensive. Everything I had was pretty much trash. It was not very good. But
what I
Jake had,
what
the
I had,
bond fries.
What I had was, yeah, the bond fries were outrageous, right? So think of these deliciously crispy shoestring fries, but also had like that, like a wonderful puffiness in the middle. It's like a perfectly cooked fry, right? And then on top of that, we put chicken. Chicken was the protein we went with. Like a cucumber cilantro sauce, very reminiscent of like a tzatziki sauce from a gyro or gyro, depending on how you say it. Cured pickled carrots, jalapenos, and it was a massive portion. These things were $14 American. But when I tell you how cool and creamy everything works so well together, I was like, I don't know about the pickled carrots, man. The pickled carrots were the best part of it. Highlighted it with a sweetness that you wouldn't get from that. That's a very savory dish, especially when you add protein to it. And that the cured carrots with a pickled sweetness that came out were wonderful. A hint of heat from the jalapenos wasn't too crazy. It was just amazing. And when you're sitting around all day listening to music and drinking overpriced drinks, and you stroll into a line and you get this little gift given to you, it amplifies how good it was. But I broke it down like a couple days after. I was like, man, I'm going to have to make this, because that's one of the best things I think I've ever had in my life.
There you have it. Another trip to the Corner Cafe. Well, boys, before we wrap up, we have quite a few listener questions. I only sent you a few of them. The rest of them are not too long. We don't really need to hear from everybody, but let's just see how it goes. First question. Gina G asks, if you could spend a day with a famous basketball player, who would it be and why? Shine.
Typically would have been Michael Jordan, but him and I, we spent a few minutes together at the Rusty Rudder a long time ago, chilled, hung out, smoked some cigars and stuff. So after having that experience, I don't think I would have any other NBA famous basketball player hang out with me, because it's definitely not going to top that one.
I don't think it would be fun to hang out with.
Let me tell you something. Like, so I played in the member guest tournament I played with Michael Jordan's best friend. This guy sat down, this is like 20, 30 years ago, sat down at a blackjack table, and Michael Jordan sat next to him, basically hit it off. So anyways, I played golf with this guy.
Stop for
I
a
told
second.
Him, Jason, I this told him Jason's full of story
I'm Michael Jordan's
about
best friend,
keeping the
ahead.
Cigar that Michael Jordan through from Rusty Rudder, and the guy said, what kind of crazy guy would keep something like that? And I'm like, my buddy Jason Blanch.
All right, J-Cat.
Larry Legend. The more and more we get, or the farther away we get from Larry Bird's career, the more stories that come out are just about how much of an OG he was. And the best part is that, like, players are like, man, Larry would just do you in. Like, Isaiah Thomas talks about it. Jordan talks about it. Magic talks about it. Larry was the dude for a very long time. And I would love to just sit and talk to that dude and be like, yo, really, how'd you do it? You know what I mean? Because he was not the most athletic dude ever. Yeah, he was tall. But he just had instincts, shot-making ability, and he ran his mouth all game long and backed it up for forever. So that would be amazing to me, because Larry Legend, I didn't appreciate him enough when I was younger. And now that I get an older, fat, white man, I appreciate him a lot more.
French Lick.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcast
podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Catman?
Shaq all day.
Good one.
It'd probably be so much fun. Like, yeah. Just like he'd probably be like, what do you want to do, big man? Like, you know what I mean? Like 100%. Like,
let's go pay my mortgage, Shaq.
He's just always doing something fun or crazy, and like everyone is happy to be around him. Like, yeah, you know, DJing like I probably shared it with somebody, but there was a video of him like in Walmart, and he just like bought a kid a bike just because, and he was like talking about every day he's gonna do something good for somebody because he can do that for people. Yeah. So
there was like a meme that went around recently, Shaq for president. I was like, I'd totally vote for him, 100%.
Just a good person, man. Like, so I think Shaq would be fun to hang out with for a day.
Yeah,
and
me too. I was
first of all, Shaq, I'm not letting this Shaq get off of here. I feel like some either Croce boy needs to answer this question, because there's another person that I think would be insanely awesome to hang out with for a day, and he's a Philly boy.
Ben Simmons. I'll answer it.
Embiid.
No. No way. He would not want to hang out
with me.
Yeah.
Come on.
I feel like legit, real.
Like, you just always saw like a real person when you ever heard him talk.
Well, my answer would be
Iverson.
Steph Curry. I'd want to hang out with Steph Curry. I have a lot of questions for him. He seems like a chill dude. He is amazing. That's my boy, Steph Curry. I'd want to hang out with him.
He's a lot of fun to watch.
And he's amazing at golf. So to answer this question, I could play a round of golf with Steph Curry.
Ooh, can we draft our like foursome?
That is a
future. Oh, that would be cool. Well, and your beverage of choice. So four people and the beverage you'd have all day on the course.
You only get three picks because you have to have a foursome. So you and three people.
No, not if you're drafting. And the course you want to play. These guys, you don't.
The course, the drink, and three people.
I think that's a great idea.
That's amazing.
Dude, that's a good. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
First episode of season.
Spring?
Yeah, that'd be perfect timing.
Damn, so Rock,
you can pick
Aftershock.
You can pick the
Benny course Crocker
anytime. Like, you could pick the course first pick or the fifth pick.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Dang,
that changes everything.
That's gonna be fun.
I might mark tank the draft before just to get Augusta.
Action. Here's your answer.
We already know the title of the episode is Welcome to Bushwood. Regardless, it's just that's one of those things.
All right. I said either Shaq or I said LeBron, just because, like, just to follow him for a day, I really just want to see where he lives, like how big his mansion, and just to kind of follow him around. I know everyone hates on him, but other than that, I said Shaq.
Good ball.
Shaq rules. Bomar?
I also said the same thing. Shaq was my number one. And then as soon as he was picked, I said Steph Curry for the same reason Bobby said, golf. And then Michael Jordan also golf. Like, all right, to see how Michael Jordan plays golf and then bets everybody thousands of dollars would be just crazy.
Good question. Thanks, Gina. Next up, what are some of your old school favorite television shows? There was no date, no old school. I went back to like 90s, 80s, 90s and put a couple down. So some of your favorite old school television shows, J-Cat.
Airwolf, Knight Rider, A-Team, MTV Sports, and Pros versus Joes.
Nice. I said Salute Your Shorts. I don't know if Seinfeld's old school, but you can always watch it. Saved by the Bell, Alf, and Full House. They all ruled.
The three things that I listed, you named them. Saved by the Bell, Salute Your Shorts, and Full House.
Nice.
And I stayed away from cartoons because the next question is a cartoons question.
I added Wonder Years.
I love the Wonder Years.
First, like non-cartoonish show that I like for whatever reason enjoyed watching.
That's good. I'll see you at home.
I
Family
love
Family Matters. Family Matters was cool. Urkel.
Reginald Vell Johnson.
Anything TG.
Jaleel White.
Yeah. Step by Step.
Married with Children.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Roseanne.
Yeah. The Halloween episode.
Roseanne was funny back
Speaking
in the day.
Roseanne. Roseanne's on my shirt right now.
No way.
Halloween. Roseanne.
I mean, she's terrible now, but
right. Yeah. Well, was, back in the day before that stuff, it was a great show.
All right, Bomar.
Well, when I was a kid, Dukes of Hazzard, since nobody said it, and then when I was like, I guess teenager, MacGyver, man, I love MacGyver.
Yeah.
Question number three. Chops asks, best 90s cartoon. There was lots of them. I'll start with Birdo.
All right, here's my little list. Tiny Toon Adventures, loved it. Hey Arnold, Angry Beavers, Doug, Beavis and Butthead, and Bobby's World.
Hey, Beavis and Butthead. Bomar?
I'm going to give one. DuckTales, baby.
He's going to do one.
Good call.
Love that cartoon, man.
All right, Ren and Stimpy. You say Doug, bro?
Yeah.
Garfield and Friends with so it was like Garfield and Friends, U.S. Acres in the middle, and then another Garfield and Friends episode.
So great, Sheldon. U.S. Acres, the duck,
Sheldon the duck never, egg.
Yeah, he never hatched.
Good show, Catman, 90s cartoon,
Batman the animated series.
Yeah,
you and Johnny X-Men, which is coming back, by the way.
True.
Yeah, Johnny, it's gonna be so great.
Did you or Jake have you been to Spirit Halloween?
No.
They have X-Men 97 costumes for like this season because it was supposed to come out already. So there's like a Gambit costume. There's like a Wolverine costume. So I'm assuming you guys are getting one of those.
May have to go tomorrow.
If Jake doesn't get the Nacho Libre costume.
Ooh.
It's the perfect costume for you.
All I have to do is put spandex on and I can just tie a cape around. I don't have to buy for that.
Get a mask.
I'll be back.
Do you have spandex?
Half the time, he's got a mustache and a flowing mane.
I'm sure you have a friend who could be like Esquilito. J-Cat, 90s cartoon.
Animaniacs, Camp Candy, and Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears only for the theme song. You didn't watch Camp Candy.
I watched Camp Candy all the damn time. I mentioned it like on season one of this podcast. Camp Candy.
Oh, I like the Snorks too. Come along.
Wow, come the Snorks. Come along with the Snorks.
You forgot to mention Life with Louie.
Along with the Snorks.
Oh, Dad's going to eat pepper.
Shine, you got any 90s cartoons?
Turtles? I'm cheating a little bit, but I'm calling them 90s cartoons because I watched them in the 90s. Scooby Doo, Tom and Jerry, Inspector Gadget.
Dun, 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 Inspector Gadget. Dun, dun,
what did he just? What did he just say? Inspector Gadget, Scooby Doo, and what?
Tom and Jerry.
All right. Other than Tom and Jerry, the two of the top five worst cartoons of all time: Scooby Doo and Inspector Gadget.
No way.
Awful.
You're out of your mind.
I watched a lot of Inspector Gadget with Claw.
Penny Brain, the Claw.
You watched a lot of Inspector Gadget, but you called one of the worst cartoons of all time.
That's awful. He's the worst. He's annoying. He's worse than Dory in a... Oh, no, let's
watch it.
Because you had 12 channels. It was a cartoon I'm watching.
I'm watching it.
That's solid thinking.
Bonus question. Bill R. asks...
The Jetsons. Sorry. Keep going.
Even worse. You're just adding to the list. If you got the golden ticket to visit Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, who is your plus one? I'm going to go first because I already knew the question. I'm going to say Owen, my son, because he would enjoy the candy more than my wife would. And now those of you with multiple children, I am interested to see who you would pick as your answer. But I will go to Catman next. Catman, who are you taking to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory?
Probably you.
Yes. I was gonna say take me.
Dang, I was gonna say you too, bro.
Nice.
I ain't got kids, so Eric, my kid.
Be Augustus glooping in that river and getting stuck in that tube, though. Bomar, who you taking?
I would say, like, the kids don't even know what Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is, so I'm going to pick my wife, Amanda, because we grew up on that stuff. So guess what? She gets the golden ticket.
Nine?
I ain't picking between my three, and I'm not taking my wife either. Taking Chris Stilts and push him in the river, and hopefully he goes away.
Bye. Solid the chocolate river.
And he clogs the pipe.
Oh, he'll clog it all right.
I avoided that.
The Blue Lions jersey. Just boop.
What happens when you have long hair?
Who is that big dude in the tube?
All right, J-Cat, are you there?
I'm still here.
The lean back, I can't tell.
It's in a book.
Who are you taking to the chocolate factory with you?
Oh, man. There's only one person I can think of, and that's Tommy Sheehan, because I can only imagine that big dumb moron inside the chocolate factory and all the hijinks we will get into. As soon as I heard the question, I was like, why do I want to take this idiot? But I would love to take him to the chocolate factory. You never know.
All right. Thanks, Bill, for the question. Next, not so much a question, but a comment. But Justin P. says, I looked up Niners and Eagles tickets. $750 for nosebleeds? What the F? So not really a question, but to answer that, I'll just say that's what happens when, like, two heavyweights go at it. It seems kind of stupid for a regular season game, so I'm going to say stay home and watch it with Shine.
And Eric and Bobby.
Regular season, I don't really care.
We can get together.
Debo Samuel's been crying about it for a year now, so it's like his Super Bowl.
I'm really curious to see those two, both your teams play with Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I am so curious.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like two heavyweights.
It's not the same. I don't care what the outcome is.
And I really didn't have a quarterback the last time you played. So it's going to be interesting.
It's not the same Eagles team. There's literally a player on the Eagles team last year that's on the Niners this year. It's not the same. We're just going to start to deflate that balloon before it even gets big.
It's going to be good.
All right, a couple more questions, comments. For me, Keith W. asks, when are you going to invite Keith to be on another episode? Man, that guy was great. Don't you worry, Keith. You'll be back. You will be back. Just need to convince the guys to do a wrestling draft. And
that's never going to happen.
I'm down. Why are we not doing a wrestling
all day?
Oh, we definitely will.
Why are we not?
It'll be fun. We will.
All right.
Got lots of things to get to first. Someone named Rich C asks, why is Chris Connolly so sexy?
That wasn't Rich C. That was probably Rich G. And he just
it says Rich C. I don't know if you guys know who Chris Connolly is. You're thinking, I think I know who that is. And it is who you're thinking. The MTV VJ / like current like news reporter, who, in my opinion, is not the least bit sexy. He looks like a troll, kind of. Anyone want to comment on that? Chris Connolly.
They got him MTV News?
MTV News, that's, yes.
That's Egg Shen's real name, you dumb.
Rich C?
No, Chris Connolly.
He's got a real name?
Who's Rich C? Why is he asking about eggs?
I don't know. Probably somebody who listens to the pod because of egg.
It's probably
seven
him.
Degrees of Chris Connolly, apparently.
I'm going to see who Rich C voted for.
Beeps of all.
If he voted for Egg Shen, then I know it's him using a pseudonym.
And meows.
Well, last couple things. I try to answer all the questions. Some of them are a little too silly. Some are a little vulgar, so I don't get to those. But someone asked about doing a beer episode, and to that person, we did one, episode 49. Check it out. Someone asked about what are the best donuts, and I definitely want to draft this at some point because donuts are one of the greatest things on earth. So keep listening. We're going to get that one. And someone asked the worst ways to die. And I thought that since we drafted Biggest Fears, a lot of those tied into our dying, our fears from dying. So that was episode 39. So check that one out.
Or pooping your pants. That was the biggest fear. That one. So, yeah.
Oh man. So I just want to say thanks for all the questions. Did get a lot of good ones this week. So keep them coming. Next season, we might not do the questions. So keep them coming. Got three more episodes this season. Let's go.
7,000 downloads.
7,000 downloads total. Just running strong for the podcast. Hopefully. I got some exciting news. I'm not going to share that right now, but next episode probably. We're doing things, fellas. We're doing things.
Sponsorship? Pizza Villa?
Who knows? No.
That was my lunch today. It was so good.
Yes, it was.
Meanwhile, you're pining over Wawa pizza.
Well, that's tomorrow's lunch, apparently.
It's my duty. It's my duty.
Catman, closing thoughts on the colors draft?
Hopefully, listening to it doesn't make you down and blue. Makes you orange and happy.
I love going around first. Shine.
It's all about that red and gold. Unless you're a Steelers fan or Pittsburgh, then you like that black and gold. I got that for you too. So vote for me.
Because Pittsburgh's gold now. Black and gold.
That's the remix.
Yeah. Bomar?
It's good to be back, man. This was a great draft. When I was preparing for it, I didn't think it was going to be that good. Who knows? I mean, we talk about this all the time, colors. But, yeah, it was good. So, hopefully, I keep the trend going. Number two, number one. We'll see.
J-Cat?
Man, this was a good one. This was fun. This was a lot more fun than I expected. But man, if I really had to rate my team, I'm going to go with a 9 on spontaneity, a 10 on vibrance, 3 on drabness, and a 140% of you should vote for this.
And Birdo.
I'm very pleased with my team. Still upset about the cookie draft. Absolutely ridiculous. But I'm hoping to get – I got to get back on the podium. Like, too many high finishes and low finishes. Meet me right in the middle. Can't have that. I thought this was going to be the shortest draft we ever had. Boy, was I wrong about that. We have gone off on many tangents. And my verse for this episode is Romans 10, 12, and 13.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Has anybody picked the color blue?
Rob
did. I don't even know what it means.
Where are you? Where have you been?
It signifies acceptance and the life cycle of butterflies.